Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need some good news, baby, 'cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me. I need some good news, baby, 'cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news.
All right, tonight's good news is going to take us to the town of Beaumont, Texas, right on the Gulf. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this young lady before I'm going to describe it, because you're not going to really understand what it is unless I paint the scene here. So I love this. Belinda George is, I should say, Dr. Belinda George is a school principal in Beaumont, Texas, and she has been principal for about a year now, and she was really troubled by last year's test scores by her students. Only 40%. 47% of her third graders and 60% of her fourth graders passed the state mandated reading test. She was really troubled by that. And she's like, I have to do something to change this. So she decided to do something called Tucked In Tuesdays. So every Tuesday night, I think it's like 7 p.m., she puts on a pair of jammies. And I'm telling you what, her pajamas are super cute. Like, they're onesie pajamas that have the Cookie Monster on them, or they have hearts or Elmo. And she's got like a unicorn hat that she wears. And sometimes she has her pet turtle with her. And she reads live on Facebook Live a bedtime story to the kids. Now, to get credit for this or to encourage them to read, the kids all have to log in and show her that they're watching her. And she reads them a very sweet story every single time. So what you're going to hear is you're going to hear her saying hello to them. And then when she stops and there's kind of this empty space, it's where she's showing them the pictures, and she holds up the pictures and turns them around. And at the end, she signs off. It's very cute. She signs off with a song that I think Marty will remember and recognize. Go ahead.
Tonight's book is Ladybug Girl. And anybody that knows Dr. George knows that I absolutely love ladybugs. Is that rock in your way, Aunt? It's much too big for you to move, isn't it? She says. I can help you. I'm Ladybug Girl. Ladybug Girl easily lifts the rock over her head and tosses it aside. Nothing can stop the ants now. Come on, Bingo, she says. Ladybug Girl has things to do.
So here she is, showing the pictures. So cute.
And there we go. Boys and girls, have a great night. Remember, in the morning, school starts at 8:05. Be there bright and early, with your shiny faces and your happy place. Make sure that you're in uniform. Tomorrow, no special dress days. Ready to learn. And here we go, guys.
This is the cutest thing. She's a 42-year-old single woman who is going out of her way. Her dad was illiterate. He dropped out of school in the fifth grade to help support his family. She's one of six girls. They were raised in a three-bedroom trailer. Mm. And she goes to be this educator. She has a PhD and does this every single Tuesday night and interacts with the kids. Now she says she sees kids in the library checking out books, raising their hands in class, and she's hopeful because next week is their standardized testing. And she hopes to see that it's not 47 and 60% of the third and the fourth grade passing.
Well, this comes up in all the research and data about test score differentials between African Americans and white students. And this is the fact. 40 to 50 point differential, and they do research, and they say a lot of these kids come from homes where there is no reading. There are no books.
Right.
I had a Wilkinsburg school board member on this very show, and he said, Marty, do you read to your kids at night? Yes. Do you have books in your house? Yes. You just said yes to two questions that would be answered no across my community. So this woman is inspiring kids to read, which enriches their minds and makes them better students and better people.
I wish you could see all of the various outfits she wears, because it's just the cutest daggone thing. And I love anybody who, you know, what's her skin in the game? Well, obviously, if you're an educator, you care about children and you care about their futures. But she's the one person who those kids are going to grow up and remember and say, when I was in the fourth grade, I had this principal. So we'll see. I think it's just dynamite.
Absolutely. No question about it. Teachers change lives and save lives.
And then when on Facebook Live, you know how people can say, you know, a heart or, you know, thumbs up or little comments. Sometimes her students will ask her questions and then she will respond and she'll shout them out. She'll be like, oh, Billy's watching. Okay, Billy, what'd you say? And then she'll respond to them. And so it's like this huge, like, school interaction on her thing. The one that I just shared with you, there were 134 students on live at that time.
And by the way, Beaumont,
yeah,
Port Arthur, one of the poorest communities in America.
Is that so?
Absolutely. And incredibly low literacy rate. And more than half of the kids drop out of high school in Beaumont, Port Arthur. I've been there many times.
But they have technology. And if you can connect with a child on an adult's technology through Facebook Live and encourage them to pick up a book, boom, that in my mind is good news.
I think they're amazing people. I think what she's doing is stupendous and miraculous, and that you find people in America that care like that is a gift to all of us.
Hey, if you know somebody out there who's doing good in your community, you can reach out to me, Wendy at kdkaradio.com, or get Marty at kdkaradio.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.